What happens when the urge to create feels less like a hobby and more like breathing itself? Deep creativity isn't about making pretty things or impressing others. It's about answering a call from somewhere deep within, a whisper that says your unique voice matters. This approach transforms creativity from an elite skill into a universal birthright, accessible through conscious engagement with life's rhythms. Just as breath sustains our bodies without conscious effort, creativity flows naturally when we stop forcing it and start listening. The framework presented here, 15 interconnected principles organized into 7 ways, doesn't offer a linear path, but rather a holistic map for living creatively, where inspiration and expression dance together like inhalation and exhalation. Creativity itself might be considered sacred, existing not only in extraordinary moments, but in everyday experiences. This isn't confined to religious boundaries. It welcomes both the devout and the secular. Through meditation and poetry, we understand that even if we cannot fully capture the divine with art, the attempt itself brings us closer to the holy. If we're made in the Creator's image, our artistic drive makes perfect sense. Creativity begins where logic ends, in the wild territory of love. Not sentimentality, but the force that makes us lunatics and saints, destroying comfortable concepts while connecting us to cosmic mystery. This love manifests as fierce attentiveness, Van Gogh obsessing over sunflowers, Georgia O'Keeffe revealing Iris's hidden sexuality, Mary Oliver kneeling before ordinary grass. When we love something deeply enough to truly see it, creativity becomes inevitable. Dennis Patrick Slattery's story illustrates this. At 8, seated beside his first crush in art class, love heightened every sensation, until a nun criticized his purple trees. That wounded moment silenced his painting for 60 years. Returning to canvas at 68, creating messy flower bouquets, he discovered creativity's supreme act, self-acceptance, saying, "This is the best I can do," with full authenticity. By shifting creativity from serving outward success to serving love itself, we unlock our most authentic expression. Watch a sea turtle hunt, diving for nourishment, surfacing for air, returning to depths. This mirrors creativity, descending into the unconscious, surfacing through art, diving again. Jung contrasted the spirit of the times, rushing toward rationalism, with the spirit of the depths, whispering in symbols. Modern life demands constant production, but nature teaches cycles over speed. Jennifer discovered this through photography. When academic writing trapped her in thought, she picked up a camera and noticed color, texture, light, feeling her place in the family of beings. Dennis witnessed this on Salvi Island, where fallen leaves nourish new growth. Creation requires sacrifice. The muse arrives uninvited within these rhythms. Cities became Deborah's unlikely muses, living bodies that seduce through curiosity. She approaches each like a first date, wandering without agenda. In Antigua, unusually high door knockers sparked theories before revealing their purpose for horseback visitors, a discovery leading to the city's painful colonial history, deepening connection through empathy. Our muse demands reciprocity, consistent presence, dropped agendas, attentiveness to subtle signs. When true inspiration strikes, we experience astonishment, feeling we both created and somehow didn't. Suffering opens pathways for creative transformation. A terminally ill client painted his wheelchair ramp and filled his home with art, documenting his journey, embodying our nature as creators who transform destruction into renewal. Jennifer witnessed child abuse and channeled her pain into a screenplay that healed her own childhood wounds. Though never produced, writing it gave her the unconditional love she'd missed. Our childhood wounds become prima materia, raw material driving creative work. Writer David Vaughn powerfully demonstrates this. After his father's suicide, when Vaughn was 13, he wrote Legend of a Suicide. With a shocking reversal, the son dies instead. This creative inversion let him explore the parallel life he might have lived and answer his haunting question, could he have saved his father? The Greeks called this pathemathos, learning from adversity. When we engage suffering through creativity, we access deeper consciousness where our most authentic work emerges. Leonardo da Vinci observed that accomplished people went out and happened to things. Creativity requires active engagement, not passive waiting. The creative impulse appears as both whisper and hurricane, demanding complete surrender while simultaneously driving us forward and holding us back. The impulse often vanishes during planned sessions only to appear at inconvenient moments. Honoring it whenever it appears strengthens our connection. Practiced means learning to say no to demands that drain creative energy. Develop a personal code of no, principles like, I will say no if I'm just people-pleasing, to protect creative space. When resistance appears, ask not what is resisting you, but what you might be resisting. Jung's technique of active imagination, personifying and dialoguing with resistant material, can reveal hidden insights. Sometimes, resistance signals needed pause or guides toward better direction. Dennis proposes a ritual of creative renewal, or renewal, returning to your creative impulse's origin to rekindle inspiration. Our practices must remain flexible, attentive to what enlivens us now rather than clinging to what worked before. Transformative experiences often come when we're knocked off our horses of fixed ideas. Deborah's childhood confusion about feeling unworthy to receive the divine mirrors artists' insecurities, the perfectionism preventing us from sharing our work. Jennifer proposes seeing all nature as an altar, any activity as worship, and the sensual world as a hymn. Creativology suggests creativity permeates all activities and encounters, not just studios. Most creatives persist despite modest income because creation is a spiritual calling. Deep creativity isn't reserved for artists. It's the lifeblood of human experience, manifesting in arranging furniture, solving workplace challenges, and navigating relationships. Each moment presents an opportunity to engage with life as an artistic medium. When inspiration abounds, art extends beyond traditional forms into our way of living, the way of life that contains all others. This manifests in preparing meals, tending gardens, designing spaces, and engaging in conversation. Through conscious breathing, inhaling inspiration, and exhaling expression, we access the wellspring of creative potential dwelling within. Like waves or seasons, creativity flows in natural patterns of receptivity and expression. Creativity thrives in community, like dolphins hunting together. Artists amplify each other's vision through shared energy. This reveals creativity isn't just something we do, it's who we are, connecting us to larger patterns of life. The practice requires both dedication and surrender, staying open to inspiration while developing craft to give it form. In a world commodifying creativity and demanding constant productivity, remember your creative impulse is your birthright. Your voice matters. Stop waiting for permission, start breathing. Like breath sustaining our bodies, creativity flows when we honor its natural rhythms, diving into the unconscious, surfacing with treasures, returning to the depths. Each cycle strengthens our connection to this fundamental force, transforming not just what we create, but who we become. The invitation stands: live creatively, love fiercely, suffer consciously, practice devotedly, and recognize the sacred woven through every ordinary moment.